Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 31st, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Mercury has been retrograde since May 18th, when the planet of communications, data, and the media is backwards in the heavens. These areas are weak and vulnerable. Mars, the planet of attack, has been together with Mercury since early May. Last week, the IRS discovered that 100,000 taxpayers had their income tax records hacked through the IRS website in a scam to steal tax refunds. The IRS unwittingly paid the crooks $50 million. In another Mercury retrograde incident, an iPhone bug with malicious text that causes iPhones to malfunction has been circulating through the world of Apple. If the iPhone recipient has notifications turned on, this text message will instantly crash their smartphone. Mercury retrograde indicates mistakes. Mercury is also the planet that signifies transportation and the mail. Mars signifies attacks and therefore danger. Last week, it was discovered that the U.S. military mistakenly sent live anthrax samples to 24 labs in the United States and to at least two other countries, including a military base in South Korea. Mercury is the planet of the media, and when it is retrograde, media stories can go awry. Last week, a research article in a prestigious magazine, Science, was retracted. Apparently, a whole lot of the raw data was invented by one of the writers to fit a preconceived conclusion. The Uranus-Ketu combination portends disasters and continues its transit in Pisces, a water sign, which happens to be the fourth house of the USA chart, therefore the lands of the country. Last week, it was Oklahoma and Texas's turn to experience the deluge, which nearly a foot of rain fell in 24 hours in some places, causing historic flooding. Thousands had to flee their homes or their cars, which were stranded by the thousands on Houston's famously crowded freeways. As of April, the USA began the moon sub-period of the Mars major period. This turns on the eighth house of the USA natal chart, one of the meanings of which is scandal. The moon sub-period functions from April until November of this year, 2015. Well, last week we got a taste of what could be a whole string of revelations about the scandalous misdeeds of people in high places. Denny Hassert, the former Speaker of the House during the George W. Bush years, was caught moving large sums of money out of bank accounts and transferring those millions to certain unnamed individuals as hush money to cover for his questionable sexual conduct while he was a wrestling coach decades ago at a high school. And the U.S. Justice Department filed corruption charges against high officials of the international soccer organization known as FIFA. Although FIFA is headquartered in Switzerland, it does a lot of its business in the U.S., including using U.S. banks. The main complaint from the DOJ evidently involves bribes and kickbacks in exchange for exclusive television contracts. Here we see another connection to the USA chart. Note that the moon, ruler of the eighth house of scandals, is placed in the third house of the media. Jupiter, the planet of encouragement and good fortune, puts out a trine aspect 120 and 240 degrees ahead of itself in the zodiac. Jupiter has moved into position in the zodiac, where it is now directly aspecting Uranus, the planet of independence and rebellion, thereby helping the cause of the rebels and the revolutionaries. Over the past couple of weeks, the so-called Islamic State has made major gains in Iraq and Syria, capturing the important towns of Ramadi and Palmyra. Closer to home, Rand Paul continues to hold forth in the U.S. Senate, where he leads the rebellious effort to end the Patriot Act provision that gives the NSA the power to collect the phone data of U.S. citizens. Ketu is the significator of refugees. Uranus is the significator of freedom. These two have been together in Pisces, the sign that represents oceans, since the middle of last year. Jupiter, the planet of optimism, is sending a trine aspect into its own sign and directly to Uranus. Thousands of refugees from Libya, Syria, and Afghanistan continue to try to flee to Europe by water. Hundreds a day depart from coastal cities in an armada of overcrowded rubber dinghies, fleeing death in their own lands. Last week, over 5,000 were rescued from the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, in Southeast Asia, an oppressed minority in Myanmar, known as the Rohingya, have likewise taken to the seas in a bid to find refuge in neighboring countries. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. Not much good news, I'm afraid. Let's hope next week will be better. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.